thought we should give Julia, my beautiful wife, lady of this house, a huge hand clap as she comes and brings a word this morning. God bless you.
Yes, I had to put that into place last night. You know, I was sitting there and I was getting so excited, I was actually thinking in my head, shut up, Don, I want to speak. But you know, when we were on the altar here and Don was talking about these people worried about their friends, worried, God spoke to me. And he said, set yourself on fire. And I was thinking, well, what's that? And he says, get more passionate about God, draw into God, fill yourself up, and people will change around you. People will be drawn to you, and they will not be drawn to religious words, okay? We do not like religious words. When you set on fire, you have more love, more grace, more kindness. Like John, when John got up, I think, yeah, good on you, John. But we need to set ourselves on fire with the grace and the love and the goodness of God. He is a good God. And you know, if God did nothing more for me for the rest of my life, I'd be excited. But he's just too good, and he'll keep doing good for me because God's a good God. And we have to keep calling it in. You know, we have to watch what we're saying out of our mouths, church. And if you haven't booked in for conference, you need to do it. It is going to change your life. That's a miracle that Tim Hall is coming. That's a miracle. The day before, nobody cancels on Tim Hall. He has people lining up to wanting him to come. Nobody cancels. But there's a cancellation because this is going to be a divine appointment, a God appointment, church. And you need to be here. And you need to get your family here and your friends here if they are struggling, because they're going to be changed. And the only way you're going to do that is set yourself on fire. And it's a decision. Isn't that cool? You may be seated now. Sarah, you and Caleb were laughing when Dom was talking to Taco. And they looked over at you and you're running away for 3 months to America. But God said, open your eyes and your ears, because you're going to learn so much while you're there. It's not about you just giving, which you think it is. You're going to come back and you're going to be filled up with stuff to lead. And your leadership style is going to change. God's going to tweak it a little bit, okay? You're a good leader now, but he's going to tweak it. You're going to be amazing, okay? And some of the things that have been spoken over you that are in your head about yourself, God's going to get rid of them, because it's not what he has written over your head. You're going to come back with a different script over your head, okay? So be open for it. It's going to be exciting for you. She's going to, is it Camp America? Okay. But you know what? She's going. She's going to Canada. So that's quite exciting. Pray for her when our young people go off like that. It's so awesome. Before I get to my preaching, I just get so excited about everything. If you're not excited, get a life. I went to the doctor and I thought I was going to get this flipping thing off my arm because it's driving me nuts. And they said, no, we're going to put it back in a cast. And I was thinking, what are you trying to do to me, God? Because this is making me so impatient. But we're doing Pay It Forward, all of us. And who has children? Who has children in this church? Wow, that's great. Well, they came home two, three weeks ago with an envelope. And on the outside of it, it said, Mission Possible. Did you get it? Did you throw it in the corner? I know some of you. These little children are being taught as well out there. It's not a baby service. They're being taught the Word of God. And so they are doing Pay It Forward also. And so they're going undercover doing good things for people. They might have done something for you, Mum. Gave you a hug when you were mean to them. made you a cup of tea, done something special, and you think, and they think it's undercover, but they do have these, the littlies have these little pieces of paper, and when they do something, they tick it. Please put it on your fridge so they go can go and tick it, and then sneak along and have a look when they've done something undercover for you. Because when they come to church, the teachers ask them, what have you done? What exciting thing have you done? It'd be good if they could bring these along with ticks all over them, because you as parents have encouraged them. You know, we need to encourage our children in their walk of faith. We need to build them up in their faith. You know, we want every child born again when they leave Sunday school and filled with the Holy Spirit. And they might have more power than you, and they might have more faith than you, and they might stir you up. So please encourage your children in this, because it's a one way of building their faith up. And they, if you see their little faces when they talk about it, it's quite beautiful. Okay, also, Jill Smith will be here on Tuesday night for the women. Now, Jill Smith is a prophetess. She's amazing. If you want your life to shift a little bit, be here at 7:30 on Tuesday, girls. If you're 18 plus, be here. Don't be tired, okay? Okay, we're preaching on forgiveness, and I have to hurry because men have talked a bit long this morning. And praise God for Sue Blood. She gives me a few notes here to like my little springboard off. But in Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind to one another. Oh, that's a big thing, isn't it? If we just did that in our day, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you. Forgiving someone who has hurt you or sinned against you can be very difficult. Yet God demands that we forgive so that we can be forgiven. Wow, if we can really walk in forgiveness, we need to forgive those around about us. The promise is in Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. You know, that verse is Matthew 6:14. That comes straight after the Lord's Prayer. I think there's a bit of power there. And God is saying something. Forgiveness is an act that we should pay forward. The very act of forgiving others unconditionally will directly affect our lives and our spiritual growth. Love and forgiveness cannot be separated. If you choose to live out the love of God as a purpose for our life, then forgiving is an option that cannot be avoided. I'm just going to read you from the word for today, because this was on June the 14th, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. Years after her horrors in a Nazi concentration camp, Corrie ten Boom was speaking in a church. She found herself face to face with a man who had been one of her cruelest guards in the camp. He had humiliated and degraded her and her sister, jeering at them and visually raping them as they stood in the delousing shower. We have no idea what people have been through, and we worry about minor little things. Now he stood before her with outstretched hand asking, will you forgive me? Corrie said, I stood there with coldness clutching at my heart, but I knew that the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. Our will can override everything, church. I prayed, Jesus, help me. Woodenly, mechanically, I thrust my hand into the one stretched out to me. And when I did, I experienced an incredible thing. Listen to this, church. The current started in my shoulder and raced down into my arm and sprung into our outclutched hands. Then this warm reconciliation seemed to flood my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. "I forgive you, brother," I cried with my whole heart. For a long moment, we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and the former prisoner. Now, this is the powerful bit. I have never known the love of God as intensely as I did at that moment. The Bible says, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. You see, God's secret there is forgiveness sets us free. The other person has a choice, but at that moment, when we choose to forgive and outstretch our hand or give a hug, we are actually set free. And I just want you to shut your eyes at this moment. If you're struggling to forgive someone, because we can rush on with this sermon. I've got pages here. But just take a moment. Are you struggling to forgive someone today? Picture Christ forgiving you. Rise above your feelings and forgive that person. So you just shut your eyes and hold out your hand and visualize that person. And hold your hand out to them and say, "I forgive you," because it is a choice today. And this choice will affect the rest of your life. Because when you do, you'll be set free yourself. You're setting that person free and you're setting yourself free to walk in freedom, to walk in light. In Jesus' name, I thank you. The power of the cross is as powerful today. Forgiveness. See, we don't have to worry about the person's response. We are free. It's like going from darkness into light. See, forgiveness deprives the enemy of a landing strip in your soul. See, it's not about the person that you can't forgive. It's what you're holding on and what starts to happen within you. That is the problem. You see, even on the cross, after Jesus had been condemned and whipped and beaten, he knew the power of forgiveness. And before he died, he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they're doing and who they are killing and what it's about." Jesus knew the power of forgiveness. Okay. So awesome. It's a choice. See, Jesus paid it forward. At the cross, he won the ultimate battle, and he said, "It is finished. We have the victory." You see, we don't fight towards victory when we make these choices. We are actually fighting from victory because Jesus has already won it. Whatever we do in life, we're actually fighting from victory. We can forgive our enemies. We can love our enemies. We can do whatever we choose to do because we are forgiven. And I think even as what's been said already this morning, there are four things we need to remember: that God is good, and he's good all the time. You might be going through a hard time. You might have lost a family member. You might be sick or somebody's sick and you do not understand. I want to say to you this morning, God is good, and he's good all the time. And two, nothing is impossible for him. Our God is an awesome God. Three, everything that needs to be accomplished was accomplished at the cross. We don't need any more. It is done. And number four, I think this is a challenge to us. As ambassadors of Christ, we carry his delegated regal authority. I think we forget this. I think we walk around sometimes weak and disempowered because we forget whose we are. See, God's objective in this world is to reap the earth's last greatest harvest of souls. We understand that. And to prepare the bride of Christ, that's us, as a gift for his son. What a great hope, church. We feel, walk around hopeless with sad faces sometimes, but what a great hope we have. You know, forgiveness is just like a speed bump. But if you don't forgive, when you hit that bump, it can take you down a wrong road of bitterness and confinement, not the freedom and liberty that God wants us. You know, this church's mandate is transforming lives together. And Corrie ten Boom declared she had never known the love of God as intensely until she chose to forgive. I believe God's word for us today is to forgive and walk in the power that he has given us as his church, as his people. And I think that goes in very well with what I said, set yourself on fire. I think we're so focused on living our lives and what's going on around us that we forget about what is before us. And we're walking towards this. And I just like, as a church, this is one of Jesse's favorite verses, but I just want to declare this over us. We've done it, you know, declarations are very, very powerful. So if you have your Bible or your little phone or whatever you have, if you turn to Isaiah 61, and we're going to read 1 to 3. So shall we stand up? Because we're declaring something. And when we're on our feet, it's like we're telling the devil we're ready. Okay? Okay. So it's Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord, for the display of his splendor. Whoa, isn't that good? We are oaks of righteousness. That's tall and strong and mighty. And we are to display his splendor and his glory, church. This is what we're called to do. But we're also to carry this joy and this grace that the people we come in contact, those that are sad and mourning and suffering, that we will bring them hope. What I really got from this is that we are his hope. We are God's hope. Can you believe that? Think about that, about yourself. That you are God's hope to take his love into the world as he is our hope for the future. Maybe we'll walk a little bit with strength and purpose and joy and love when we realize that we are God's hope to carry his goodness and love into this world. And we need to be free of unforgiveness and bitterness and, you know, like once one of my children said to me, because I was right and I was going to get my way. And she said to me, what's more important, Mum, being right or that person walking away from you knowing they're loved? It's not that important being right all the time, church. It's that people walk away from us knowing they're loved and they're of value. You may be seated. We are living our lives from a place of victory because it is done and it is finished. It is finished. How about that? It is finished. But forgiveness is something that I think we all battle with, especially when we are right. But if we can change our thinking and think, can that person walk away from us feeling loved and valued? And us reaching out a hand in forgiveness and kindness, we will live great lives and we will walk in victory. And it is a choice, like everything. It's not the feeling, it's a decision. And as we finish here, just remember those points that I gave you, that God is good. Maybe you are facing something at the moment, but God is good. Jump up and down, put the music on. Maybe it's getting worse. Refuse to come under that feeling of heaviness. Put some music on and dance up and down and sing, even if you look silly, until the joy comes. Because nothing is impossible for our God. Sometimes we get frustrated because we want God to do it our way. But his way is a lot better. And sometimes we need some patience like this arm. And we remember that everything that needs to be accomplished was completed at the cross. So we are walking from Victory Church. And you are an ambassador. And we think of an ambassador, they walk in authority, they speak in a certain way. When you speak to them, you feel empowered. Something changes. This is how we need to carry ourselves instead of putting our heads down and feeling like we're not good enough, we don't measure up, or whatever we think that the enemy has lied to us. You are more than enough. I'm telling you today. In fact, if somebody says it, you can say, Pastor Julia said, I'm more than enough. Can tell your husband that. I am more than enough for your life. I am more than enough. God is with me. If people reject you, God has accepted you. Keep your head up high. He's a good God. He has good things ahead of you. But if you keep saying, confessing the negative thing, you start living it. What you say out of your mouth is what you will become. And I just challenge you this week that person you thought about, that you said you forgave, why don't you think of something nice that you can do for them? Because you see, we've received, can we have the musicians, please? We have received undeserved grace. God is, we didn't deserve his love and his goodness, but he gave it. How more powerful is when you give somebody undeserved love and grace? It will change their lives. You want to change people's lives around you? Is when they're rude to you, giving them love and grace back. Because we are ambassadors of God. Amen? Let me pray for you. And then we'll have a song. It's nothing like going out with a song. I love it. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the power of the cross and what Jesus displayed to us. Jesus, you forgave them that killed you. You forgave those who nailed you to a cross. God, whatever is in my life, I know I have the capacity to forgive because you forgave. And then you forgave my life. We just thank you, Jesus. And as this great church, these great people leave this morning, God, that they would fellowship together, your love and your joy and your peace would be there. That they would do great things this week, and they would walk in love and peace and know your goodness throughout this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, church.